Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Nature Box. Everyone knows that I love cookies and junk food. Well, guess what, guys? I'm going on a diet. PFD is hurt, so someone's got to lose weight on this team, and that's going to be me, and it's going to be with Nature Box. Nature Box delivers tasty snacks made with simple ingredients right to your door so you always have something better to snack on without feeling that guilt. They have over 100 delicious snacks to choose from, ranging from healthy to indulgent, all with no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. My personal favorites, you ready for this? I like those whole wheat chocolate cookie bites. Yeah, you can do that. And the honey Dijon pretzels, they got those. And here's how it works. You go to naturebox.com/PMT, pick your snacks and enjoy it. It's that simple. One of the best things about Nature Box is their variety. They're constantly adding new snacks based on customer feedback and food trends. And unlike traditional food companies that take between 12 to 18 months, Nature Box can launch a new snack in less than 12 weeks. So you always have something new to try. Plus, if you ever try a snack and you don't like it, Nature Box will replace it.
That's going
to
happen
for free.
With you.
Yeah, I love all the snacks. So here's what we're going to do right now. Go to Nature Box. It's offering you 2 free snacks when you go to naturebox.com/PMT. Avoid the guilt and go to naturebox.com/PMT to get 2 delicious snacks for free. This offer won't last, so go get your snacks right now. It's free food. I'm literally giving you free food. That's naturebox.com/PMT. Do it right now. Let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Wednesday, October 19th.
And the Cubs are dead.
Okay, I was waiting for that. The Cubs are not dead. We're not panicking. But they did get the shit kicked out of them by the Dodgers in L.A. Not much else to say. Rich Hill was fantastic.
You just got to wait for the bats to come alive. That's it, man.
I actually don't know if Rich Hill was fantastic. I think the Cubs just cannot hit. And it was an ass-kicking. There's no other way to spin it.
Can I offer you my supple bosom to lean on tonight?
Okay.
Just to comfort
you a
little bit.
No, Marlins woman. I don't need that. I just need the bats to get hot. And it's simple as that. Joe Maddon needs to get back to his bag of tricks, bring a magician, pet some zoo animals, maybe a disco ball. I don't know what they have to do. Maybe some batting practice. Maybe some good old-fashioned batting practice.
Oh, take batting practice.
Yeah, that could help.
There you go. I like that. That's one of Joe Maddon's crazy new school, like, weirdo things that he likes to do. Two things about Joe Maddon. Number one, he's obviously an American League manager, right? We can all agree on that. He had tremendous success. I don't want to take anything away from Joe Maddon, but he clearly belongs in the AL.
Okay.
Okay.
And two?
Number two, I think it might be time to change the glasses.
Okay.
You can't shave
the beard, maybe go
mustache? No. It's not even about that. Just the glasses.
Okay.
You've never seen a champion with thick frames like that before. It was cute at first, Joe. We get it. Get rid of the glasses, and then I think players won't play hard if their manager's a nerd.
That's true. That is true. Mark Trestman.
Yeah.
Philbin down in Miami.
I think those are Mark Trestman's glasses.
Yeah.
I think they just got left behind in Chicago. Maddon picked him up. I'm just putting it out there. Like, maybe he keeps the guys a little too loose.
So I knew the game was in trouble when Tommy Lasorda came back from the DL. He was in person. That was a bad sign. But seriously, the Cubs just need to hit, and I think they probably need to put some guys. They need to have Addison Russell sit on the bench. They need Jason Hayward to stay on the bench. They need to put some guys out there, give them a shot. Soler, Contreras, I don't know. So I don't know the answer. John Lackey is now the hope for all of Chicago. Turning to the ALCS.
Well, real quick, I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
I've got a few more takes about this.
Yeah.
Cubs were a tremendous power hitting team. Are they not?
Yeah, but they didn't rely on
wins in the playoffs.
No, they didn't rely on
Mike
home
Socia.
Runs.
Like, Mike Socia. Okay.
They had great on base percentage all year. Mm-hmm. That's not the team. No.
Small ball.
Okay.
Bunt, steal bases, bunt, repeat.
Contact.
Contact, repeat.
I want to move on to the ALCS. The ALCS, is finally a series, kind of. The Blue Jays won a game. So you probably missed it. Oh, this is my favorite. The ALCS took place at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern time, 3 o'clock Central time, whatever. We'll have to talk to Rappaport what time that is, West Coast time.
It's yesterday.
But no kids are going to fall in love with baseball when the games are on and they're at school.
That's right.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, or you're encouraging juvenile delinquency.
Yeah, so it's bullshit.
Maybe
so
keep the kids in the
books. Way to go, MLB. Yeah, way to alienate your fan base. But on the flip side, their core fan base, people 80 years and older, probably have the TV on because they never turn it off. It just goes straight from, you know, Matlock or whatever, you know, Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew. What's on the afternoon? Dr. Drew's not in the afternoon. I'm Dr.
Sure.
Oz.
Yeah, Dr. Oz. Dr. Yeah. Phil.
Dr. Phil. A lot of doctors. Straight into the ALCS.
Yeah.
Nap time. So the ALCS is a series. We'll see what happens game 5 in Toronto. We'll see what happens game 4 in LA. It's a big day for baseball. We have football, though, as our guest today. We have the greatest football guy of all time, Mike Ditka.
I can tell that you're very broken up about the Cubs.
No, I'm not. Okay, I'm not panicking.
I just want to jump in real quick. Yeah, you've said that several times.
I'm not panicking.
I think we've got that.
There's no panic in my eyes. You're looking in my eyes and there's no panic.
I want to jump in real quick because you're obviously very affected by this game, okay? Normal Big Cat would be much more excited, and you need to sell this interview. We have Mike Ditka. We have the football guy.
The coach.
Mike Ditka. Yeah. You were like... And we've got.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. You know what? I'm just trying to punch the clock here. I'm just trying to get it out of here. You know, maybe get some sleep.
I guess I care about our listeners a little bit more than you.
Bats start hitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's do our usual Wednesday business. We got our hot seat, Cool Throne, sponsored by Podfathers, new podcast in the Barstool Network. We have Uncle Chaps, Clem, KFC. All great guys, all fathers, all confirmed sex havers. Mm-hmm. So if you yourself are a father, you should subscribe to it right now. It's called Podfathers.
If you just don't want to become a father.
Yeah, probably.
It's the best form of birth control.
Yeah.
You don't have to work on them. Just listen to Podfathers and you won't get anybody pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. And it should be a great podcast, new to the Barstool Network. All right, let's do it. Hot seat, Cool Throne. Who wants to go first?
Big Cat.
Okay, here we go. Hot seat, Mike Brown.
Oh.
Remember Mike Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Warriors brought him on as an assistant coach. Mike Brown's the ultimate hot seat guy, and I actually like this move by the Warriors, by Steve Kerr. Got to have a hot seat guy around.
Uh-huh.
So if Kevin Durant starts to falter, if this team, this super team, doesn't do so well, Mike Brown's going to be the first to go.
Or maybe they try to bring Walton back.
Oh, okay. Also could be that. But Mike Brown is a sacrificial lamb. You know what I'm saying? He stumbles out of bed every morning on the hot seat.
He got fired from the Cavs twice, right?
Yeah. So he's a hot seat guy.
You know what? That's actually a really marketable skill to have, is to be the guy that's going to get fired.
Right. That's exactly what he is.
I would be pretty good at being that guy.
He's the reverse Ed O. Coach O is the guy who gets hired once you get fired,
mm-hmm.
and Mike Brown is the guy who always gets fired.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's my hot seat, instant hot seat. Cool Throne, people making fun of me for being fat. Thanks to PFT, who is now fat and also going to have surgery on his foot and get fatter.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I appreciate that. That's really cool of you to say that. You know I'm in a bad mood because of that right now. Also, hey, dude showers, if you're listening out there, going to not be on my foot for about 2 months. So if you want to just send me like an industrial-sized vat of dude showers, that would be much appreciated.
I love watching you slowly realize that maybe you put on a few pounds, because it's been a slow realization. We've all watched it from afar, and I've been there.
Just more
I've been
me
there
to love,
for a long
man.
Time, and like we said, we were in the lab on Monday at the Airbnb in Chicago, getting everything ready, and you're walking around nonchalant with your shirt off, and you're not a shirt off guy anymore.
How much longer are we going to keep talking about how fat I am?
The cat's glowing.
Because it's cool. Okay. Throwing Big Cat's not fat.
Anything else you want to make
I'm
fun of me
fat,
for?
I'm still fat, but you're taking the heat off. You're my Mike Brown.
Okay. Good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
You're my fat Mike Brown.
Glad to do
fatty.
It.
Fatty. All right. PFT, you want to go first? You want to go second?
Yeah. My hot seat. I've got two hot seats. One is the sun.
Okay.
Because, you know, wintertime's coming up.
Yeah.
So the Suns on the hot seat big time.
Don't be mean to those in the Southern Hemisphere, the listeners in the Southern
Hemisphere. No, I'm not, because also you're forgetting daylight savings time's coming around. Mm-hmm. So
hit those clocks.
Hot seat, Sun.
Also, you pointed out the other day, thoughts and prayers to changing your clock for daylight savings time.
That's right, yeah. We don't have to worry about that anymore because Verizon, or if you're poor, some other phone company updates it for you.
Yeah.
And your computer gets updated. So really, there's nothing to do.
Damn what, millennials.
What I used to like to do is in my car, I would, you know, the clock radio, I would wait it out through those 6 months until it jumped back. And
a little
just
surprise.
A little treat for myself when springtime rolls around. The worst was when I would be chilling in my car, and then somebody would try to update my clock with like 1 week left. And I'd be like,
don't touch it, man.
You just ruined my entire last
your
5 months.
Treat. Also, work. Now that you're fat, don't say the T word. Go ahead. Next one. Cool throne.
Next one. Cool throne. The city of Cleveland. So they've got it. They won the championship in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The I words are in the championship series. So as far as Cleveland goes, like the whole city could just go to shit even more, for the next like 6 to 12 years. And they're still playing with house money at this point.
Yeah. They're still going to be eating horse shit off the ground.
Yeah. But I mean, they've had as much success this year as they could expect to have for the next decade.
Kind of weird. It's kind of weird if Cleveland ends up winning two titles in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that is one of those, like when dogs start to bark and aliens are landing. Cleveland winning two titles in 1 year. Let's check the radar, guys. Let's see if we got anything going on out there in outer space.
And it would just confirm the fact that my wallet actually did all this magic.
True. That is, it started it all. All right, Hank, what do you got?
On my hot seat, I got Robert Klemko.
Friend
of the program.
Friend of the program.
Reoccurring guest.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted out that he heard some things that he didn't tweet in the video, and apparently there was a Big J journalist just lurking right behind him that really, really.
We're everywhere. Yeah. We're everywhere. It's like
expect
God.
Expect us.
It's like God. The Big J journalists are everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robert's not having the best week. That's tough. But guess what? He lives in Denver, so he could just smoke some weed and chill out.
Thought he was breaking a scoop, and he got the scoop broke on him.
He got out-scooped.
Also, is there a better boss to have in the world than Peter King when it comes to that? I feel like Peter would stand up for you like no matter what you were accused of doing.
Yeah.
Which has never been – that's never really affected anybody's career negatively. It's like mistakenly standing up for somebody that did bad things.
All right. Cool throne.
My cool throne is the American Athletic Conference.
Mm. Oh, this is really relatable, Hank.
Yeah, wow. What even
Good
is
job,
that?
Hank.
Who's in that?
The Big 12 decided not to expand, which means that all the teams in the American Athletic Conference are going to stay in that conference for quite some time.
Okay.
Damn.
Moving on.
All those teams, huh?
Well,
that we all care about?
Sorry, I guess the Big 12.
Who's in there? Temple?
Like UConn?
Who else?
Teams that were going to go into the Big 12.
I was worried about where UConn was going to land in this whole
UConn
shuffle.
UConn would be a great fit in the Oklahoma-Texas region.
Yeah, because we never talk about UConn on this show.
No, I mean, I like UConn basketball. UConn football, I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest about that.
That's kind of a bold take.
Yeah. Hot take here, guys.
You're bad boy over there.
UConn football doesn't move the needle here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get a ton of UConn football followers now because you're negging them.
Yeah, true. UConn.
Hey, UConn, I don't even care. I don't even care about your football team.
Yeah. I'll put gum in your hair, UConn football.
Hey, UConn football, you get this cute little wrinkle on your face when you smile.
Yeah. Hey, UConn football. Why don't you text me later tonight, and then I'll just never text back.
Hey, UConn football, that's a nice shirt. Do they make it in your size?
All right, let's do an ad, and then let's get to our interviews.
Rich Uncles, I want to talk to you guys about investing. Would you rather put your money in the bank and earn less than 1% like a chump, or would you rather be the bank's landlord and get paid over 6.5%? Of course, money in the bank is safe. Well, commercial real estate, it has risks, and it's not guaranteed. Rich Uncles REIT is a real estate investment trust that pools your money with other investors, and then it rents to creditworthy tenants like Walgreens and Chase Bank. It's a strategy that's been used by wealthy investors to collect rent and distribute cash to investors each month, and now it's being made available to all of us, including me, because I've invested. Rich Uncles was started by the chairman of the largest real estate firm in the world, and you get to invest right alongside of them. So go to their website, check out Rich Uncles REIT, a Reg A Tier 2 offering for yourself. Check it out at richuncles.com. That's richuncles.com, or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
All right, let's do our interviews. We have Mike Ditka, the ultimate football guy. So we did a little guerrilla journalism. We got ourselves dirty. We showed up to his restaurant when we were in Chicago, hoping that he'd be there. And guess what? He was there. And so we were able to lure him in with a shirt that I was wearing of Mike Ditka. He was wondering how I had taken his likeness and profited it off of it.
He was mostly just upset about that.
He was mad about that. And he talked to us for 15 minutes. So excuse the background noise. We were in a restaurant. But here is Mike Ditka.
All right. We are here at Ditka's restaurant in Chicago with the legend, the coach, Mike Ditka. It's great to be in company with you. We appreciate you coming on. Let's start. Our podcast has a lot of jokes about football guys. So let's start with that. If I said, what's a football guy, what do you say?
Well, you mean a player or you mean a guy?
Just a guy that's been around the game for a long time.
Well, to me, I'm a football guy, and I enjoy watching it. I enjoy lighting up a cigar and watching it in my house or my condominium. And that's what I enjoy doing. I think it's a great game. I mean, is it as good a game as it was 30, 40? I don't know. But there are a lot of talent out there, and it's fun to watch these guys operate. These guys are good.
When you say it might not be as good as it was 30 years ago, you talk about how there aren't any more fullbacks in the game?
Well, you know, I think the game is a passing game now, really. You know, you've got to be able to pass the football. When you see a team that balances their attack, and Dallas is doing it right now with a running game and a passing game, they're pretty darn good. I think you got to run the ball some. I mean, even New England, they run the ball some, but it's more of a passing game. It's, you know, you're out there with usually three wide receivers, a tight end, and one back. I mean, that's basically what you're out there with. So
I missed the fullback.
Well, I had a great one in Matt Stewie. He was in front of Peyton, and it worked really good in front of Walter. But it's a luxury. You can't really.
It's an extra roster spot. But the smash mouth football, and I think that's kind of what the Bears have gotten away with a little bit. If Virginia McCaskey said, hey, Mike, I need you to come on and be the GM and fix the Bears, you up for it?
No, football has been my whole life, and I've enjoyed it very much. The Bears have been my whole life, and I've enjoyed that. I'm too old. I mean, the game's gone past me. I'm not tolerant enough to do that. I mean, really, I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
So
know your own weaknesses.
Well, yeah, but you know, the Bears right now. Players win. You know, you want to the coach. The players win. John's a good coach. He proved that up in Denver. He's a good coach. So, I mean, all I'm saying is you got to have the right players, put them in the right place, and you let them play. I think right now, watching the Bears, I thought last week they played a hell of a game. They didn't win it, unfortunately. But I thought Hoyer did everything you could ask of him. I thought the running game was good. Yeah, they could have won it. They didn't win it. You know, sometimes that's going to happen.
So where do you stand on Hoyer versus Keller?
Well, I know the old adage, you never lose your job as a starter due to injury.
Yeah. What about due to a hurt, though? Because there's a difference between being hurt and injured.
Well,
you played hurt a lot.
I did play hurt a lot.
Right.
We all did in those days. It would be very hard for me to make a switch. I would go with Hoyer. Not only me. Now, I know people are going to criticize that. I got none against Jay. I'm saying when you got a guy playing his... You know, if he wasn't playing well, I'd say, okay. People say, well, he's just a journeyman. Well, maybe this is the end of the journey. Maybe he found home.
Yeah. What about Aaron Rodgers? What's wrong with Aaron Rodgers?
No, he's the best. He's the best.
Nothing wrong with him?
No, he's the best. He doesn't have the weapons, guys. Come on, he does not have the weapons around him. I mean, you look at Cobb, the receivers... Nelson, they're good guys, but come on, you know. And if he doesn't have protection from his offensive line, but if you're asking me if there's one quarterback in the league, I think he's the best quarterback in football right now.
Huh.
Him and Brady.
We were talking with Dave Wannstedt a couple weeks ago, and he talked about moving into your office after you left it. And he said that you were a man that liked his cigars and that it was tough to see out the windows because of all the smoke that had covered up. Do you remember what that was like when you left?
I don't remember when I left because, I mean, I got out of Dodge in a hurry.
You were wearing that nice leather jacket.
Yeah, I got out of Dodge in a hurry. And but I like cigars, and I smoke cigars in my office.
Yep.
I used to stay there and watch film, and I like cigars, so I smoke cigars. So if that's a crime, it's a crime.
No, but, no.
The windows...
We're cigar guys, actually.
The windows... Yes. Now, Dave exaggerated, because the windows were not fogged up to my cigar.
He said he had to replace them.
Yes. Well... Maybe I had to replace the filters in, but maybe, I don't know.
Well, okay. Dave might be
well, why do you replace windows for him? What the hell you want to say outside for? There was nothing
but,
outside.
But true. The film's inside. The
yeah.
Distraction
yeah, X's and O's.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk recently about locker room talk. Locker room talk when you were the coach, or even when you were a player. It was it. What was it like? X's and O's mostly? Football?
Talking
guys being guys?
No, when I was a player, I played for Coach Howells and Coach Landry, there was no BS.
Yep.
It was all business. When you were in the locker room, you were there for one reason, to get dressed to go out and practice, or you get dressed to play a game, and you went in afterward, took your shower. Now, once you got to the saloon or wherever you were going, yeah, that was different. But no, not in the locker room. I don't believe that. I think the locker room is... That's for football, and you keep it football.
Yep, I agree. My favorite story that you tell is when Hallis negotiated your contract.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell that real quick? Because I don't know if PFT knows it.
Well, are you talking as a player?
Yeah, when you were a player.
Oh, I came in as a player. My first year, I made $12,000, and I had a $6,000 signing bonus. I was the fifth player picked in the draft in the first round. And I had a great year. I made Rookie of the Year. I caught a bunch of touchdowns, a bunch of passes. And so I go and negotiate for next year's contract. So, you know, he said, I'm going to pay you, $14,000. I said, Coach, it's crazy. I said, I made 12 and 6. I said, 18. I said, I wouldn't sign for a penny less than 18. As soon as I said, he threw out a contract for 18 and I signed it. So I never got a raise. You know, I wasn't going to beat him anyway.
Right.
You know, I don't think he would have went any higher.
No. You could have got him up to 19.5. Yeah, but that's, I love that.
Maybe 18,000, $1.
It's actually, I love that story because it's a funny story, but I also love it because it's crazy to think about how much money these guys get paid now. One thing that is kind of on the docket coming up, guaranteed contracts. You think these guys should get guaranteed contracts?
Well, you know, when you play football, there's a lot of risk. And the major risk is injury. The injury could be career-ending. It could be a lot of things.
When you're a blogger,
but the opportunity to play the game, there's something about that. Not everybody can do what these guys do. So I'm not opposed to guaranteed contracts, but I don't think they're guaranteed for a lifetime. They might be guaranteed for a year. I'm not opposed to that at all.
Okay.
Real quick. We did a little bit of background reading before we got here, and we saw that you were going to run for Illinois State Senate back in the day. And then Jay Mariotti says that he talked you out of running. Is that true?
Well, I was never going to run. I mean, I'm not a politician. And the more I look at politicians, I know I don't want to be a politician either. But that's that, you know. So Obama won the Senate, and then he... The media has been a rise. It's, if you think about it, it's, you couldn't describe it or explain it to where he's at now. So it was a mediocrity. I mean, media really, it feels good.
Do you ever think that if you had run, let's just say in an alternate universe, a little sliding doors moment, if you will, you know, indulge me. You run, 2004, you become senator, not Obama. You become president, 2008. Your vice president is Mike Singletary. Run again, 2012, win. 2016, Mike Singletary is now the candidate everyone wants to vote for. We don't have this Trump-Hillary thing.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
You got a great imagination. That's a pretty good deal. I mean, that's pretty good. Mike would make a great commander-in-chief. But, you know, the thing about it is, in my life...
Officially endorsement.
And I've seen a lot of presidents come and go. They've all been good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I was around. I was born. I think Roosevelt was still president, and then Truman. But Ronald Reagan was the real deal, guys. I don't care what party you are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Ronald Reagan was the real deal. And he stood up for what was right. None of the BS. Now, right now, we fluctuate too much in politics. Don't fluctuate. Do what's right for the country.
Stay medium.
Yes.
Jim Zornstedt.
Yeah, exactly.
Leader.
All right, last three questions, because I know we're short on time. The first one, we ask all of our guests this question. The first one, do you wash your apples?
I ate a bag of sliced apples today. I bought it at Jewel, and we did wash them before I ate them. Yes.
Wash? Ooh.
Okay. We don't wash our apples.
We don't wash.
And I don't need a lot of apples. But when I eat them, they're usually sliced up. I get them in the bag.
Okay. Yeah, but don't you think like America kind of lost its way with like everyone?
Well, as a kid, I never washed them. We picked
okay.
them up the fridge.
Yeah, so there we go. All right.
Them off
all
the
right.
ground.
Okay.
No,
all
I never
right.
washed
all right.
them.
That's what I wanted.
My life.
You, my ticket was built on unwashed
apple.
Apples.
Apple.
Yeah.
Unwashed.
Yeah. Yeah. Football
right.
guy. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Second to last, who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
In my cell phone?
Yes.
I talked to Coach Reeves today, Dan Reeves, and he's a friend, though. I don't know that I have any real... I got mostly my friends. I don't really have any real famous people, I'm being honest with you.
Do you have Chris Berman's cell phone?
Do I have what?
Chris Berman.
Boom. The Schwamp.
I don't have
Schwamp.
Chris on my cell phone. No.
What's he like when you guys are doing Sunday Countdown? Because I missed that show.
He's great.
I miss it being on there.
He really is terrific. I mean, he's a great guy. He's down to earth. You know, everybody has their own opinion of TV. I think he made ESPN more than any other property that they had.
Yep.
I think he started when ESPN was starting out and struggling, and I thought he skyrocketed because of people like him. He was the main one.
Yep, him and Bob Lee.
All right, last question. Question I'm going to ask that you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. Last year on ESPN, there was a noise that was made. It sounded like a fart.
Yeah.
Was that, did you fart?
It wasn't
fart
me.
Coach?
Not at all.
You?
It wasn't me,
sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I thought somebody, and this is the truth,
okay.
Hey.
We're breaking news here.
I would take blame if it was me.
Yep,
because that was a doozy. But I don't think, and everybody looked at me, but I don't even think it was anybody passed gas. I think it was a chair, somebody moved
the
chair.
Yeah, a shoe move.
It might have been, it was something like that. Anyways, everybody looked at me and went, what the hell?
Yeah, well the thing was, at
and
the
I
time,
said, excuse me, I got to go wipe my ass.
You lifted up a leg when it happened, but I think that was just like a coincidence.
Yeah, that was just, the tape, it was a little off.
Awesome. My
Let
me tell you, if it was me, I would say, hey, it was me, and
owned
I was
it.
Proud of it.
Yep, love it.
There was no smell there, so, it was no fart. Somebody moved their foot or chair or something.
Oh, man.
And that was Coach Dicka. I can't believe we shamed Mike Dicka with apple washing.
That was the best part.
That was incredible.
And he was like, I washed my apples. And we're like, wait a second, coach. That's not a football
America's
guy move.
What's gone wrong here?
And he's like, no. I mean, we washed my apples. Of course I washed my
we
apples.
We questioned Mike Dicka's manliness through apple washing. Also, Coach Dicka did not fart on me this time. So that was a win. Felt nice.
He was also very, very excited to tell the story about the Sunday Countdown fart from last year. That was the happiest I saw him. He was so glad to finally get asked that. I think he's been storing that up inside. He's had like friends and family ask him about, but he's never gotten to go on the record.
Never been able to fart it out.
Yep.
All right, let's do our interview with Aaron Nagler from PackersNews.com. He's going to talk to us about what the hell is wrong with Aaron Rodgers. We figure that's a hot topic, so we're going to get to the bottom of it from a guy who covers the team for a living. So here it is.
And now for something completely different.
All right, we now welcome on a very special guest, Aaron Nagler from PackersNews.com. He covers the Packers. He actually covers them from New York. Don't you think that's kind of a sellout move?
Yeah, well, clearly it is. I mean, I grew up in Wisconsin with dreams of living in New York City, and now I live in New York City, but I still get to cover the Packers.
Okay.
But I definitely sold out.
I hate when people do that. We're probably the same in that respect, because I also had to move to New York, as you know.
I was gonna say, don't you live in New York City?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but it's a little bit different for us.
Yeah, you're more of a sellout. So.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I think there's no question.
okay, the big news. First, we have Packers-Bears on Thursday night. I'm
That'll get the ratings turned around.
Yeah, right. Are we color rushing? Are we color rushing Thursday?
They are color rushing.
Okay. All right. Well, then, yes, it will get the ratings turned around.
Shouldn't the Packers just, like, wear an entire outfit of just the cheese? Like, the foam cheese that they wear on their helmets? I would tune in.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about ratings boost. Men dressed in cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's it. That's the play. But, of course, as usual, the NFL has fumbled there.
I just thought of a question before we get to Aaron Rodgers stuff. Are you an owner?
I am not. My wife is, and I think my sister is, but okay. I am not.
You sign a prenup or something? Shouldn't you be an owner then too?
Yeah.
It's a good point. Fair point. Yeah. What's hers is mine, right?
Yep.
Are you not an owner just because you don't want to be a journalist and also have to, you know, be making roster decisions like all the owners do?
I mean, clearly, I'd be like Jerry Jones, and I'd have my own radio show.
Right.
You know, I'd have to answer stuff after games, and life's too busy.
Okay. Hey, respect that, Biz. All right. So the big news this week, what is wrong with Aaron Rodgers? I feel like this happens every year, but this year in particular has been ramped up to a new level. So
really has.
We have a list of things that we think are wrong with Aaron Rodgers. We want to hear your take on it because you follow the team. You watch the All-22. Do you watch the All-22?
Every chance I get.
Okay. Hey, good on you. So what is wrong with Aaron Rodgers in your opinion?
Everything. his footwork, his mechanics, his ability to not look at the rush, pre-reads, post-reads, everything. I mean, it's impossible to answer because it's exhaustive. He's playing so poorly right now, and people don't want it. Packer fans definitely don't want to hear it, but he is playing the worst ball he's played in his career, and it's pretty much everything that's failing him.
So, wow, I just kind of perked up a little because usually when the what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers discussion happens every year, it's like, nothing's really wrong with him. He's just got to play the Bears, and he'll get back on the right path.
That's actually – that might happen, though.
Yeah, that might happen. That might still happen. Yeah,
but that's what Packer fans were saying last year, and that certainly didn't happen on Thanksgiving night.
Yep.
Do you think that the Packers are going to bring Matt Flynn back?
No, I don't.
Put some pressure on Rodgers?
I think they probably should. Obvious.
Okay, so if everything's wrong with him, can we, like, narrow it down to one or two things that if he fixes, he could get back on the right track?
Yeah, I think if he just got some confidence at the top of his drop and trusted what he sees, there, you know, you watch the tape, there's plenty of opportunities for him there.
Some confidence.
I really think it is that simple. I think it is a case of the yips.
Well,
and I think, you know, you look at things where he's turning down open looks, trying to find a bigger play, and then things break down and he rushes outside the pocket, and he used to make big plays doing that, and those big plays have dried up.
Well, Jose Canseco used to talk about a slump buster in his book Juice, and I think that the Bears are football's version of a slump buster. So this is where it gets turned around.
They could be. Although when Brian Hoyer is outplaying you, as he is at the moment, you know, there's nowhere to go but up.
That's my favorite stat. Everyone's been throwing it around there. Brian Hoyer has technically.
The Hoyer thing was insane. I wrote about it last night prior to Garofalo tweeting out that nugget from NFL Network research this morning. That kind of just lays it right out there. It's broken.
Maybe they stole the nugget from your take.
No, because it wasn't published yet.
They'll hack into it though.
That's a good point. I'm sure they're logged in somehow.
What about the theory, just to keep on real football talk for another minute before we get to some fun takes we have here, what about the theory that teams are just starting to, you know, drop 8 in coverage and basically saying we're going to keep you in the pocket, we're not going to let you run around, and he just can't find anyone open because besides Jordy Nelson, there's really no one that can get separation on the Packers.
Yeah, I think, you know, you've seen him working at Tyrando Cobb a couple times in on those types of plays. But I think that's absolutely what's been happening, especially the last two games. My colleague Pete Doherty wrote a great column about it a couple days ago. You know, just why would you ever blitz him? I think the Cowboys rushed 5 guys 14% of the snaps on Sunday, which is maybe like translates to, I don't know, not even 10 plays, I don't think. Why would you ever blitz Aaron when you can just sit back there and you know he's not going to pull the trigger unless a look is wide open? And even then, if something's wide open, he's going to throw it behind the guy.
Right.
His accuracy has been terrible. Or he's going to sail one over Randall Cobb's head in the end zone. They're just in dire straits on offense.
And then you obviously go into the locker room. You go with your notepad. You're a real, real big J. What has Aaron's attitude been towards the media and in general?
I will say a couple weeks ago, it was not so good. A couple of weeks ago, he got into it with the media pretty good. But today it was very, very cordial, very, very, very measured. No drama today when we were in the locker room. And he had his weekly session a day early because of the short week, and things were fine. He was asked about the offensive scheme. He was asked about his, I don't even think his fundamentals, but his game in general. And he was very calm and very measured. But a couple weeks ago, he got a little testy, and he was not too happy with all of our questioning.
Okay. All right. Now let's get to, we've done a lot of research. You know our show. You know we have brains that think a little outside the box. So we've broken down Aaron Rodgers. We've broken down the all 22 and all the other stuff outside of the 22.
Yeah.
Right. And
we break down the all 53.
Yeah. That's where I'm worried.
You got to keep an eye on the body language on the sidelines when the defense is on the field, which is what you don't see on the all 22 when the defense is out there.
We break down the all 53 plus who are you dating. So here we go. Here are our theories. We're going to throw them at you. You're going to let us know what you think, rating it. You don't even have to rate it. Just give us your thoughts. First one, Olivia Munn, either too much sex or not enough sex.
Preposterous on both counts.
Okay.
It has to be one or the other, though.
Yeah.
Maybe not enough.
So maybe the right amount, but it's not good enough.
That's always a possibility. But again, without the tape to break down, I can't help you guys.
Okay.
We'll work on that. Yep. No John Kuhn. Security blanket.
Now, I'm not going to say that is kind of be all end all, but it is interesting that as guys have left the team, his friends, whether it's like Ruvell Martin back in the day or James Jones.
JerMichael Finley.
Michael Finley, you know, good friend of Aaron's.
Yeah, really. Yeah, great friend.
He talks about it sometimes about being the old man on the squad, but
so he doesn't have any friends.
That could be it.
He's a nerd.
May have cracked the code. Well, we know he's a nerd. Princess Bride is his favorite movie.
Ooh, just thought of this one. People are sick of his little photobomb thing. Does he still do that?
Well, he didn't, and then he started up again, and then last week Brett Hundley did it because Aaron was the captain.
Oh,
and you can't photobomb yourself, so maybe Hundley's going to take the mantle.
Little subtweeting of Aaron Rodgers in the photobomb. Photobomb.
Hey, Aaron, not trying to tell you how to do your job here, but might want to get a column out on that.
Okay, yeah. So he's a nerd. Got it. Next up.
What about his brother, Bachelor?
Which one? Jordan.
The Jordan guy. Yeah.
Jordan. Jordan's great. Jordan's a great guy.
Yeah.
I don't see how that affects Aaron's play.
Trouble in Paradise, they're not really talking.
That's been pretty well documented, either of the brothers. Mm-hmm. So, I know, you have to talk to the Rodgers about that one.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe he's not taking steroids anymore?
You know, having skipped out on the steroids beat when I got here, I leave that to other people, but it's something I can look into.
You ever see his balls? Are they like abnormally small?
You know, I tried once.
Your locker room guy, right?
To get into the shower, and I was shooed away by Packers PR.
Okay.
But I will keep on it for you.
Okay. Fair. What about Mike McCarthy? Because we all know if Mike is calling the plays, usually things work out, and then he passes it to the other people, and then Mike call the plays again, and the pass around.
I want to get on this because you guys put out that video a couple weeks ago that you tweeted at me about Mike McCarthy, and I love how you've made it how it's always in every year occurrence that Mike McCarthy gives up the play calling or takes back the play calling, when in actual fact that has happened once.
Recency bias though, so it happened last year.
I understand. I gotta check your homework on that one. But you know, Mike McCarthy in general, hey man, he's been here 10 years, and Bill Walsh always said, you know, you're in the same place for 10 years, that's kind of your shelf life as an NFL coach. So I don't know. Maybe his message is getting stale.
God damn it! If I have to do like 7 more years of John Fox, holy shit!
But as long as you're eating hot dogs, you'll be fine.
True.
John Fox is basically diet Jeff Fisher.
He is.
We got to talk to John Fox today. It was scintillating.
Yeah, he's a firecracker. That's for sure.
Couldn't help but notice Aaron Rodgers isn't good ever since Deflategate. So maybe he's worried about like the football PSIs.
Maybe he, you know, famously told CBS people that he liked them overinflated, and then the whole Brady blew up, and now all of a sudden he has to have them in the correct kind of inflation zone.
Yep,
I'm in on that, man. Okay. I'm all in on that.
That's the leader in the clubhouse.
Yep. What about the defense sucking and he's overextending because he doesn't trust his defense?
Not even a chance. The defense is probably the best thing on this team, which is a scary proposition because the defense has not looked great as of late.
Okay.
But it's much better than the offense.
Okay.
Eddie Lacy's too fat?
No. just enough amount of China food. Eddie Lacy's running the ball well. It's probably the only thing that works on the offense.
Okay. You said that, though, about the defense. The only good thing about the team is the defense.
I said that the team is that, you know, they're better than the offense. But the only thing that works on the offense is the running game.
Okay.
Okay.
Just popped this one in my head, too. What about that rumor that there was, like, a big fight with Sitton before he got cut?
I haven't heard that there was a fight. I know there was tension in the locker room with Sitton and a couple guys because he was loud and brash and opinionated and didn't keep things to himself. And that includes whether it was about players or the coaching staff. And you got to think at some point, Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson just said, yeah, that's enough. But I don't think it had anything to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Okay.
Spending too much time doing commercials?
That's got to be the leader in the clubhouse, right?
Okay. Yes.
I mean, it's like every day you turn on the TV and he's trying to take Peyton's mantle. You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, guy,
another clutch guy.
Yeah.
Another one Super Bowl guy until maybe the last year of his career.
That one didn't count. Yeah.
When the defense carries him, exactly. So, hey, man, I'm all in on that one.
Okay.
Like, concentrate on emulating Peyton on the field, not off it.
So he's the State Farm guy, so he's an insurance fraud.
Mm. That's a perfect
headline. Perfect headline.
You got it.
Perfect.
What about having a lame first name?
We've gone three in a row here, and that's clearly the leader of the
company. Okay, all right.
Terrible first
name. Yeah, terrible.
Is maybe Brett Favre taking a peek over the shoulder? Like maybe there's
Brett's been around. Brett has been around.
To it, right? There has to be.
Brett has been around.
I was there in 2008 in the family night when Rodgers had been looking great all summer, and then all of a sudden Favre shows up and he looks terrible. And then Favre is in the house when he's a Viking and Aaron doesn't play well.
Yeah.
And then Favre comes back last year for that Bears game and Aaron looks terrible. And then Sunday Favre's in the house again. Aaron looks terrible.
Yes.
So, I'm all in on that one.
Now can I just – we'll sidetrack here for a second. You remember that Brett Favre game towards the end when he had that game against Cincinnati and he, like, threw the – he was trying to win the game at the end. He like, ran past the line of scrimmage and threw the ball, like, 10 yards past the line of scrimmage?
It was against Cincinnati?
I think so. Okay, this is a dumb memory. Forget it. Never mind. I was gonna say fuck you because like then he like ended up going to another NFC Championship game after that. I remember visibly watching him being like, yes, Brett Favre is finally done, and then he still somehow squeezed like a few more years of good Packer play.
Yeah, that was because of Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we're getting down here, but I think we're getting somewhere. What about the weight of Packers fans and knowing that he has like 500,000 bosses?
Could be. He has mentioned the fans, and he didn't take kindly to the booing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little sarcastic about the, it wasn't the first time and it won't be the last.
Prickly pear there, Aaron.
A little bit.
Okay.
And last one that I've got, Big Cat might have another one, just the fact that he doesn't get to play against Chris Conte twice a year anymore.
I mean, that's kind of obvious, right?
Yep.
I mean, Chris Conte is probably one of the worst safeties in the history of the game, and if you're going to be able to go up against a guy and inflate your numbers, that's a good one to do it with.
Yep.
Okay,
little shoehorn off that one. Is he still maybe a little hurt from Shea McClellan crushing his collarbone?
That's very possible. He missed a lot of time. Maybe he came back too quick.
Shea is the best Bear of all time just for that play. It's great, very relatable.
Isn't he a Patriot now?
Yeah, and it's like the first time I everything I know about football was proven true when Shea McClellan went to the Patriots and all the Patriots fans said he's going to be amazing, and then he still was Shea McClellan. I was like, thank God. I would have lost faith in my own brain if Shea McClellan ended up being a Pro Bowler. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, that was our whole list. I think we got somewhere. I think we kind of figured it out.
Yep.
I think you guys cracked the code. I think there's no doubt.
Yeah. All right, I actually have two last questions. One, can you give me a prediction for the Bears-Packers game?
Oh, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be low scoring. I do think the Packers win, but just barely.
Yeah, a lot of punts. John Fox, I feel like he's going to do that thing where he just runs the ball a bunch and punts.
It's going to be ugly. I mean, we got 20 – what? Yesterday, the initial injury report, there were 24 guys between the two teams. Like, Thursday Night Football is the worst.
It is.
A quick sabermetrics question for you. Do you think that Mike McCarthy's eyes are too close together?
I know some have said so, but I've done a statistical study to disprove that.
Okay.
You can find it at PackersNews.com. Just search
optical illusion.
McCarthy eyes.
Okay.
All right, and then final question. We will ask you this one. Do you wash your apples?
I try to whenever I can. But it doesn't always happen. Sometimes you're in a hurry and you just grab it and you go.
Come on, Wisconsin has good apples. What are you doing? You can just eat those.
I live in New York.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's the worst, isn't it? Don't you hate New York?
I love New York.
Oh, you're
I know you hate it. I love it, man.
Oh.
I love it. Okay. I love New York. I'm a sellout, remember?
Yeah, you are a sellout.
That's right.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much. We will definitely have you back on. We appreciate it. Worst of luck to the Packers and yourself.
Thank you, sir.
And feel free to write a column just entitled Aaron Rodgers is a Nerd.
Oh, I'm all in on that.
Yeah.
That'll go up overnight.
That'll get you some clicks.
Name me a nerd that won the Super Bowl. Go ahead.
Can't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. Unless you count Trent Dilfer. But did he really win it?
No.
You
know? No, no.
Exactly. No. Mm-mm. Precisely.
But he's a nerd.
And that interview was brought to you by DraftKings.com. We have a huge Week 7 fantasy contest coming up right now. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments to bus and bench warmers. Never again will injuries have you combing the waiver wire at 2 a.m. because every week is brand new season at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew those old rivalries with friends and play them every week. Or try DraftKings 50-50 contest where the top half of all entries win cash. Here's the deal we got for you. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com right now. Use code BIGCAT, B-I-G-C-A-T, and play for free with your first deposit. That's code BIGCAT, B-I-G-C-A-T, to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Go to DraftKings.com right now. I'm getting in on it. I'm going to get some money. So do it. Look out for my team. I'm a shark in the water. DraftKings.com. Promo code BIGCAT. All right. Let's do some segments. We got a lot of segments to get to. Let's start with our old friend, Kurt Schilling. Thoughts and prayers, actually, to Elizabeth Warren or whoever decides to run against Kurt Schilling in 2018, because Kurt Schilling said today that he is running for the U.S. Senate. He's made his decision. He's going to run, but he hasn't talked to his wife yet.
And, yeah, he has to ask her permission.
Mm-hmm.
So man card.
Yeah.
We'll take his man card
big
right
time.
There.
Hey, hit that noise, Hank. Man card on Kurt.
Hi, I'm Joe Buck. Hand over your man card.
Are you afraid? Are you afraid what your wife's going to say?
Yeah. Well, it's also on the flip side, classic wife, like, oh, like, I'm not going to let you go run for, Senate, you know, like, can I go out with the boys? No, you got to stay inside.
Can I get elected to Congress? No, I need you to take the trash out.
Yeah, you got to go trim the bushes, you know, it's Saturday, so.
Be a man, Kurt.
Yeah, come on, go do your own thing.
Do you think that Kurt's going to be the first person to write a constitutional amendment in impact font? Like a meme?
Would be fantastic.
It'd be great. I think the Declaration of Independence was the first meme.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
When you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You just do the old think about it. Just, you know, that's, I try to trademark that phrase because whenever you tell someone to think about it, they think about it. So I don't even know what.
Wait,
you mean.
Tried to trademark the phrase think about it?
Yeah.
How can you try to trademark that phrase?
I don't know, I just said I was going to trademark it to Mark Cuban. I didn't go. That was step one.
That was
step
it?
One. Step two never got taken.
You pitched Mark. Was this on your Shark Tank?
Yeah, thing? Yeah. I said, "Hey, Mark, think about it. Trademarked." And then I pointed at him and said, "Hey, you're thinking about it right now." And he was.
That's not a bad trick.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm telling you, it's fun.
That's good.
It's genius.
That's good.
The only way to get people. I'm actually trying to trademark mind control. So everyone at home right now, think about it.
Okay.
Boom. Just got everyone, all of our award-winning listeners, to think about it.
Also, Spin Zone, if Kurt gets elected to the United States Senate, you can expect that age of consent in Massachusetts to be dropping down to like,
oh boy, we're
10
partying
or 12.
Now. Yeah, right when they get gorgeous.
A lot of
right around that 10
beautiful,
years old. Yeah.
Beautiful 10-year-old boys
yeah,
that
yeah.
Kurt wants
gorgeous,
to.
Gorgeous boys.
Gorgeous boys.
This nice, gorgeous 10-year-old boys. Kurt Schilling's locker room talk is very different than ours.
Yeah.
All right, we have next, Protect the Shield. Bill Belichick came out today and he bashed Microsoft Surface. He's no longer using it. He said it is not reliable, too cumbersome for him. He's going to go back to the old photo ways. I picture Bill Belichick basically being like everyone's dad who's, you know, trying to text. He's like, fuck this, I'm just calling you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to screen your dad every single day.
Yeah, I don't know why they thought it was a good idea to give coaches electronics to begin with. Like, that's if you're an NFL coach, you're a football guy for the most part, and you've grown up your whole life not having to use electronics to communicate.
Right.
You have, you know, you've got your assistants and you've got your secretaries to go dictate notes and things like that. Football guys, they communicate by screaming. It's the only language they understand. Nobody's ever gone offline by screaming.
Screaming and spitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, spit says a lot. What did Mike Gundy say about the electronics?
He said the reason that there's so much parody in college football is because kids grew up on their phones instead of playing outside.
Makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah. So, okay, so Belichick is being smart here. In order to get out of the parody trap, he's eliminating that altogether. Yes. No more snap face. No more, what was the other one that he said? My book. No more my book.
No more my book. Let's shut it all down.
Also, these are tablets. I own a Surface tablet.
You protect the shield.
I do protect the shield. I feel like this has got to be against NFL bylaws, right?
Yeah.
So could this be like another tablet? Could this be hashtag Tabletgate?
Two.
Could Roger Goodell suspend Bill Belichick?
$400 million Microsoft paid to advertise with the NFL and be the official tablet of the NFL. And here we have Bill Belichick wiping his ass in front of the world with those $400 million.
In my office, if we have a sponsor, let's just say Indochino Suits, right?
Yeah, or Oakhart.
Or Oakhart Rum.
Right, or Lisa Mattresses.
If I take a Lisa mattress and I douse it in gasoline, light it on fire, throw it out in the
streets. Gonna be happy?
You think I'm gonna keep my job?
No.
As a blogger, as a podcaster, I think I'm gonna get fired.
Yeah,
you gotta just let everyone. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing goes for an NFL head coach.
Yeah. Lisa, presented by Larry's Picks. Hey Hank, what do you think about this?
I read a report that he's not gonna get fined at all, so you guys can
take a report.
Oh yeah, a report. You mean a Darren Revelle tweet?
Oh
yeah, we read the same one. That's not a report.
Hey, I read a report saying
if it's words in the sentence form, it's a report.
Okay. I read a report saying that they didn't underinflate the balls on purpose. So, you know, that really worked out for him in the long term. Right, Hank?
Yeah, it will work out.
There you go.
End of the Super Bowl is a long time.
Yeah. So, breaking news, Belichick will be fined, possibly suspended. I'm calling it right now. Tablets were good enough for Moses. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right.
Also, last football guy thing, you guys see Mike Leach? Someone asked him if he was born in the 1800s, what would he have done? And he said, I don't know. There was no football, so I'd probably invent football.
I mean, that might be our new bio for our podcast.
Wait,
that's unbelievable.
But so that means that he would have also invented targeting, which is something that Mike Leach hates.
He would have also invented CTE, which is something Mike Leach kind of loves.
Doesn't believe in.
Yeah. it's like he probably doesn't believe in ghosts or CTE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Think about it.
All right. We have a hurt or injured, Terry Francona. So everyone thinks that Trevor Bauer was the big injury news because he cut his finger up with a drone and was bleeding all over himself in game 3 of the ALCS. But turns out Terry Francona, godfather of the Chaw Dogs, lost a tooth in the first inning. Actually, it was before the game he lost a tooth when he undid his chewing tobacco. So Terry Francona. And he wasn't hurt or injured, actually. He's just a baseball man.
Exactly. This does not fall under hurt or injured, I don't think. I think baseball man is your third category. The nice thing about Terry is when he uses chewing tobacco, he does this thing where he like wads it up in this big ball of gum. So he makes like a combo of it, which is like a special family
Chaw
recipe.
Chaw dog salad.
yes, it's Chaw dog salad. That's good. His tooth fell out, which is probably pretty healthy and normal for if you're using enough chewing tobacco where your teeth are just falling out all the time.
That means it's working.
Also, exactly. If you're a baseball man, when your tooth falls out, I think for Terry, since his gums are so bad, that's just like his alarm clock being like, it might be time to put my closer in.
Yeah.
Like every game when my tooth falls out, that's how I know.
Don gone it.
Time to put him in there.
Yeah. He got it back in, though, right away. So I guess the trainer came to give him an update in the third inning. And about Trevor Bauer, and Terry was like, Tito was like, hey, I don't give a fuck about Trevor Bauer. I want a dentist for my tooth so I can get back chewing this tobacco.
What do you do with your tooth when it falls? Do you put it on ice?
No, you put it under a pillow.
Put it under a pillow.
Yeah. What the fuck?
But if you want to put it back in,
no,
the tooth fairy is going to get it if you put it under the pillow. If you want to put it back in, you got to ice it.
Put it under a pillow.
Ice that tooth.
Yeah. All right. We next have, is Pat Riley going to die soon? We haven't done this in a while. The answer is no. But is Tommy Lasorda going to die soon? Also no. He's back out of the hospital.
That was a really long hospitalization for like a shoulder injury.
Yeah. But you know, we've said this before. I think we said it last week. This is what happens with old people. They like hit their shin on a coffee table and then boom, they're dead.
Yeah,
it happens that fast.
Well, I'm glad Tommy's okay. Yeah. But they're not going to ask him to throw out the first pitch, I hope.
No,
maybe they sewed it up real tight, like in Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
maybe he's going to come out throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, we have sabermetrics. I talked about this. Anytime the Cubs are in the playoffs, we get all these wonky numbers that people throw out there. The 19, what is it? 108 pitches or stitches on a baseball. So the Cubs have technically run out of years and stitches on the baseball. Well, it turns out that the NLCS games have been starting at 7:08 Central Time, which is 19:08 military time.
But with daylight savings, that's about to get turned back another 10, so, or another hour. So
another 100 years?
So that means another 100 years for you. So, sorry. It looks like the Sun got a much-needed victory against Big Cat.
100 more years. What is this, like the groundhog?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Here's something that we haven't done in a while. Could Alabama beat? It is a hot topic because the Browns stink. You think?
No, doy.
But everyone now is doing the old, could Alabama beat the Browns?
I think that yes, unless we're talking about the Bill Belichick coached Browns, because people forget, a lot of people give Belichick some crap because his coaching tree is like a shrub, but Nick Saban came down from that little twig that hangs off to the side.
He was wearing, yeah.
Yeah. So I would say yes with an asterisk. I would also submit to you another, we love hypotheticals on this show. Could the Browns beat the Patriots if they had Tom Brady and the entire rest of the roster was the same?
The Browns had Tom Brady?
Yeah.
And who would the Patriots play with?
Let's say Guapo.
I would say the Patriots probably win that game.
What do you think, Hank?
Yeah.
Oh, so Hank turned his back on Tom Brady.
Oh.
Trouble in Paradise. Trapped.
It's not true at all.
Hank, you just walked right into that. We basically just put a big piece of candy in the middle of the room, and you walked right into it. Boom, trapdoor and poison candy. You're dead.
I think PFT is just still mad because he picked the Browns in the Super Contest.
That's true. That also is true.
Okay. It says a guy that's wearing a Cleveland I-Words hat and shirt after they bounced your Red Sox out, Hank.
Okay.
A little disrespectful.
All right.
You know, my boss made me. Sorry, I'm a slave for content.
By the way.
Oh, you know what? Bill Belichick's boss made him use tablets. So are you saying that Bill Belichick should stay using the tablets? If you're wearing the I-Words hat.
I think Bill Belichick should do whatever Bill Belichick wants.
Okay. Yeah. So Hank hates Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
By the way, not to brag, but we called the I-Words. I think we started talking about it 4 months ago, that if the Indians get hot, that the media and courts, I guess, the Canadian courts. Oh, sorry. We don't like to say the I word.
Ooh,
sorry.
We'd really like to have you. We'd welcome you to Toronto, but I'm afraid you're going to have to change your shirt, sir.
Yeah. Hey, maybe just give me your shirt and we'll give you some syrup.
It's a great color, but maybe change the logo.
Maybe
we could keep the color.
Put it inside out. Sorry.
We could keep the color with a U. That's with a U. We put a U in there.
You some syrup. And some Tim Hortons, and we'll say sorry. So shout out to us because we called that. As soon as the team gets hot, the Indians got hot. The Redskins got hot last year.
The what?
The R words got hot last year. If you're a team with an offensive name, just don't win, and no one will bother you.
Or if you flip it to the other side, if you're a smart politician and you want to get rid of these things, pick a time when the teams suck, and everybody will be like, yeah, change. Like if you had asked me 3 years ago, should the R words change their name?
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, it couldn't hurt.
Yeah, they suck.
They suck, so right. Yeah, let's turn this thing around somehow.
Good point. Way to spin it. We have two more. We have a Not Afraid to Go There. Stephen A. Smith bashed the R words, speaking of them. He said that they I guess they were celebrating after they beat the Eagles, talking about how they own the NFC East. And Stephen A. Smith didn't really like that. He was saying that they're not that good, and they shouldn't be celebrating that. And do you want a cookie? He actually dropped the "Do you want a cookie" line.
Oh, that was
for winning the NFC.
That's a hot line.
Yeah.
What, you want a cookie?
Yeah. Well, you want a cookie? For that? You want a cookie?
You want a cookie?
I like Stephen A. going back to the well. This is his thing. He likes to threaten people to drum up ratings if it's Kevin Durant or if it's the R-words. So I'm glad to see Stephen hasn't lost his fastball. He's not afraid to go there. Then he went back after Chris Baker fired some shots at Stephen A. on Twitter. Chris Baker of the R-words said, "Hey, Stephen A. Smith, you better put some respect on her name. Always talking slick out your mouth. Professional shit talker." Okay? And then Stephen A. replied with, "Oh, hell no, you didn't, Chris Baker. I know you ain't coming out your mouth." Okay, first of all, let's take a little anatomy lesson. That's a very confusing sentence. "I know you ain't coming out your mouth. I'll deal with your ass
cream
tomorrow."
Cream pie porn. Cream pie porn. Yeah,
and then he does the classic journalist trick to make people tune in. He goes, "I'll deal with your ass tomorrow on First Take. I'm coming."
He said, "I'm coming?"
Yes.
Okay.
I'm coming, and I'll look at your ass.
And that was PFT doing Michael Scott doing Chris Rock. New segment.
These are the words that he wrote.
You read them as they were written. I like the "I'm coming, watch your ass."
I'm coming.
Move your ass, please, because I'm coming right now.
Move your ass, and I want to see your mouth. I ain't coming out your mouth. Bring your ass.
Tomorrow.
Live tomorrow on First Take. ESPN2.
It's going to be a show. I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to watch it now. All right. Let's end the show. We're going to start doing this more often. Quick update. How long has it been since J.J. Watt tweeted?
20 days.
20 days since J.J. Watt has tweeted. We have officially run him off the internet. We're going to update this. I actually think he might be listening right now. So, hey, JJ, we'll stop this segment as soon as you tweet again.
Hey, JJ, that's a Fortnite, bro.
Ooh, a little Shakespeare over here.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Philly Shakespeare. All right, that's our show. We have a great guest for Thursday's Larry's Picks. So make sure you download the Barstool Sports app, and you will know as soon as that video is dropped. And then we also have Matthew Dellavedova on Friday. Great interview. We went up to Milwaukee, interviewed Deli.
Great interview.
Great interview. And a little spoiler here, PFT and Deli had a Australian accent off, and PFT won.
"I know you ain't coming out your mouth."
"Oh, I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me. Take me. I'll be gone in a day or two."
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.